hacking.
Welcome back to the Galvanize and Restore podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Concepcion, ready to deliver great content your way. Today's episode is about, drumroll please, God is not withholding anything from you, his precious child. Doesn't that just sound so lovely? As you know, the name of this podcast is the Galvanize and Restore podcast. Well, as I was going about my day the other, you know, like last weekend, God reminded me that I've mainly been doing lots of galvanizing on here, not much on the restore part, which is in my books, it's one of the best parts of the show. And it's about really providing you information to lift your spirit. So as you know, going through life can tend to weigh us down a little bit. I'm talking about you, holiday snacks, candies, desserts, crazy dinners. And sometimes, you know, our emotional eating, or even, you know, life can tend to weigh us down mentally or emotionally, feeling like there's so much to do in the day and not much time to get it finished. And how about the emotional side? Ever feel burnt out? You know, like you just need a break from life. You know, it's not even just, I'll take one little break, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes. I'm like, I need a whole vacation, right? You just want to book your trip right away for a whole week. And, you know, sometimes it's not possible. A lot of things get in the way. Well, today I want us to take a peek into how things could be different if we accept that God is our provider. He provides us things as we go through life, whether it's meeting a physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, or any other need we might have. Let's look at some scripture together today. Whether it's in the morning or afternoon, if you're at the gym, welcome into this space and just be open-minded. I think if you haven't heard these scriptures before, if this is the first time you're even looking at scripture, they are really good. I'm just going to say ideas that can really open your heart to this connection with God. And also just an FYI, like reading scripture can really be a life-changing habit to develop. It's transformative more than any other book in your house or in your tablet. Why is it so powerful? Because it's one way that God uses to speak to us, to transform us, and to bring us his precious promises. So let's take a look at scripture and see how God is not withholding anything from us and how he actually would like to provide us with many things. So one of the first scriptures here is James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Matthew 7:7. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Luke 12:7 says, why, even the hairs of your heads are all numbered. Fear not, you are more valuable than many sparrows. Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. 2 Peter 1:3 says, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. So he changes our hearts, you guys. Psalms 34:9-10 says, fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And in Matthew 6, that was mainly talking about food and shelter and clothing, How a lot of times, you know, that's kind of like, well, we need those things. And in that paragraph of scripture, it also mentions how God knows that you need these things, but and you don't have to chase after it. It's something that he wants to give us. And then, so going along, Psalms 84:11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk is blameless." Okay, so there's a lot of scripture here to digest. I will put all these beautiful promises of the word in the podcast description, so you have that for your convenience. But I really want you to be able to grasp that based off of scripture, God really isn't trying to withhold a great life from us. He wants to be your provider for all the things you might need. But a lot of these promises are linked to us first prioritizing him as God, not living a life as if we don't ever need him, which is easy to do for countless reasons. We tend to forget, or maybe we haven't seen him provide for us lately or in the past. So whatever hurtful experience might be for preventing you in seeing that God is for you, because that's, you know, typically where we kind of lose our hope in God is when, you know, bad things happen. I want to encourage you to work through it by digging deeper into your own time or with someone you trust. And about the idea of, do you think God is withholding good from you? And perhaps why might that be? So this is a really short podcast, and thanks for listening to this week's Galvanize and Restore. I hope it's been a blessing to you. Have an amazing, beautiful day. Stay tuned for more next Thursday. And also, if you haven't already, follow the podcast on Instagram at GalRestore, which is spelled GalRestore. And I would love to connect with you over there. If you have any follow-up questions to the episode, let me know. And share this episode with a friend if it inspired you in any way. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for tuning in. And see you next time. Bye-bye.